My name is Ralph Sharp. I was born in April of 1937 in Wyoming. We moved to Salt Lake City in July of 47, and I've been in this area all since, with a few exceptions of, well, most of all the time. I'm with Andrea. And he's asked me to tell you what I can remember about the 50s and early 60s. And I can assure you that the 50s prior, well, even after the Korean War, it was the greatest time in the time of the United States. Everybody was that wanted to work was working. The economy was good. We as children, I graduated from high school in 1955, but we lived in a very nice suburb of Salt Lake, middle class perhaps, and everybody on the street was working. Everybody had one car, not three or four like they have now. The kids didn't have cars. We rode bicycles and things like that. Like I say, I was working and was making very good money even while I was in high school. And anybody that wanted a job had one. We were able to play football after school out in the middle of the street. And once in a while, a car would come by when Daddy came home from work. And that interrupted the football game. But other than that, we played until it got dark. Like I say, it was good times. I was, of course, dating at that time in the 1950s, 55s. 1955 was like, we were married in 58, but I was dating in those days. And we can remember that I put $2 worth of gas in my car and got way over 5 gallons of gas. At times they were down to 19 cents a gallon. And we all drove fairly nice automobiles, even though they were older. And on our dates, we would go to the movie house, which there was a bunch of them here in Salt Lake. The admission fee was somewhere around $1.75 in the evenings and $1 long before that. And then, of course, there was the McDonald's chain. It wasn't called McDonald's perhaps at that time. It was another name, but we'd go and have a 19-cent hamburger and a 10-cent cherry pie and a 15-cent large Coke, and pretty cheap dates, really nice, and it's not that way now. I can remember back in 1947, we were skipping around a little bit, but as we came into Salt Lake Valley from our home in Wyoming, we came down Parley's Canyon, which is roughly the 21st South area. And I looked out as we came down the mouth of the canyon, and I could see one great big cement building all by itself on what is now 33rd South, but there was no other buildings around it. And that cement building was a cement Motor View drive-in theater. And it was way out of town. There was not much living area from 21st South. It was very sparse at that time. I wanted to tell you that I can't tell you exactly the population of Salt Lake at the time that we moved into this area, but I would think it was close to 100,000, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Now it's got to be over 1 million. The as I can remember, that Levi's, of course, I was from Wyoming, but Levi's were still in order. Jeans, you call them now. In those days, they were, had to be Levi's, or they you were not in style. And you made sure that you bought your Levi's very long, maybe 6-7 inches long, and you would fold them up in one fold to fit your leg length. And so maybe you have seen some of the old John Wayne movies where they had their Levi's rolled up when you could see the underside of the denim. That was very popular at that time. My sisters wore heavy felt skirts that were way below their knees, very heavy. That was the style there, and of course, casual days, it was pedal pushers, which is a form of shorts, but different. I have reflections of the Korean War, only in the respect that we knew it was going on. We knew that the National Guard and the Reserves were called from Utah. However, I myself had no relatives that I am aware of that was involved in the Korean War. So I have no war stories. I can remember, of course, the Vietnam War, because I was much older then, and can remember the pros and cons, the riots, the protests for and against. But again, I was not involved in that. And my memories are that only what I hear in the media. I haven't got too much more to say, other than I am amazed at the way Salt Lake has grown. The population has doubled and doubled and doubled again, perhaps, or more. And the economy has not been the same, even though we've been up and we've been down with the economy. It has never been like it was in the 50s, before or after, and I don't think it will ever happen again. Of course, there was a lot of things that was contributing to that, because there was after World War II, the returning soldiers needed cars, they needed houses, need to buy refrigerators, that type of thing, and it made for a good economy. But I am grateful that we live in the United States. I can reflect that I graduated from South High School on State Street in 17th South in 1955, and there was 610 graduating people in that school at that time. The thing that I can remember most was that most all of the people in that school were not smokers, druggies, alcoholics, or any of that stuff. There was a few that snuck behind a building and had a smoke, but you could count them on your hands. The suspension level and kicking out of school was very, very low. All of the people that I knew and associated with that 600 people class, I would think that all but maybe five graduated, and I was with them for 3 years. I was asked if I remembered about the television show and the radio. Prior to television coming out in the late 40s, early 50s, it was radio. And we would all gather around the radio and listen to that, and we would listen to the FBI, the Gangbusters, the Shadow, the Green Hornet, all of these stories that well, you don't know about them too much anymore, but that was our entertainment. And then television came out, and my dad bought one of the first ones. And it was a great big box that had a little tiny 6-inch round black television tube. And it was just the 6 inches in diameter. And the thing that we enjoyed watching was local wrestling. Some of you, well, maybe you'll never remember the names, but Gorgeous George was a local wrestler that was on television quite frequently. The first show that I can remember was the Texaco Hour with Milton Berle. That was long before Lucy and Desi and I Love Lucy. Television was not 24 hours a day. At that time, it was evening hours only. And then, of course, later on, it went, within a year or so, it went 24 hours. But our local stations signed off every night. We'll go back a little bit and go back to the early 50s when I became 16. I bought a 2 or 3 year old car, my very first car, which happened to be a 51 Chevrolet. I bought it used, and I paid $575 for it. And I drove that for a couple of years, and then I wanted a new car and bought a 56 Ford Deluxe Sport model. And the price on that was taxes and everything was $2,100. And like I've mentioned before, gas was awful cheap. And in those days, it was very, very important to keep your car clean and shiny. And you didn't want to drive the big Buicks or the Cadillacs or the Lincolns or any of that stuff, because that then you were called a mama and daddy's boy. You had to have a car that you would, what we call underslung, which would be that the rear end, the axle would be dropped on the back and the front end would stick up and the back would be lower. And we put on there what we called glass pipe, glass, fiberglass mufflers that would make the engine roar a little bit, but not too noisy, very conservative. But everyone had at least one car, and we were doing real well.